Hey y'all, hey boo, hey. Listen to me coming on here speaking like I ain't been MIA for 2 months. But y'all, listen, I'm so happy to be back on this podcast. I did not forget about y'all. Do you know when God calls you, he puts a calling on your life and he begins to open up your life and reveal things to you. So you remain obedient to that part of your life. So that's what I've been doing. I've been getting my spiritual ducks in a row. So I've been very busy with that, very busy paying attention to the Lord and being obedient to him. And he never allowed me to get back on this platform until now, until I started getting things in line, understanding my soul purpose and how to share my gift with the world. And so that's what I've been doing, y'all. So I miss y'all. Let me go ahead and get these formalities out of the way. So my name is Tina Marie. I am the president of Tina Marie, the Bridge Builder. I'm also the founder of the Bridge Builder Social Club. My platforms and my organization is used to empower, inspire, and to heal women and men also, specifically middle-aged women. And the title of this podcast is Don't Play With Us. And it's titled that, baby, because I feel like we still got the juice. We're middle-aged, but we still got the juice. We still have an opportunity to do this thing again. Our second opportunity at life. You know, our first one that I think is used to go through a bunch of stuff so we can come out on the other side smarter and wiser, right? So the podcast today, though, this is episode 7, y'all, okay? It's been 2 months, but I still remember the episode I left off on. I didn't even have to go back to the podcast to see that the last one was 6 because I remember that it was 6 I left off on. So this is episode 7 of season 1 of Don't Play With Us. And like I said, I am your host, Tina Marie, and the podcast today it's for anybody. So make sure that you share this podcast. Tell a friend. Be sure to hit that button, that little bell, so you can subscribe to the podcast. So the episode today doesn't really have a title, but I guess it does have a title. It is titled, We Find Our Victory in Our Testimonies. And the title is that because I want to share with you how powerful and how impactful it is that you use your testimonies as a way to have victory over your life and to give God all the glory and all the praise so that He may open your life up to more abundance, so that He may continue to have dominion over your life. And you know what that looks like? That looks like the Lord having dominion over how you see things, how you hear things, how you use your voice to speak. That's what I pray over every day. Every day when I pray, I ask God to give me an opportunity to do it. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to do it your way again today. God, may you be my ears. May you be my eyes. May you be my voice. And that's what I've been doing. I've been trying to master my relationship with the Lord, if that kind of makes sense. But that's what I've been doing. I've been spending a lot of time trying to figure this whole thing out, the balance of giving into my flesh, the balance of understanding what my flesh is requiring or not requiring, but what my flesh is wanting me to do as opposed to what God is wanting me to do. Trying to measure the difference between those two is hard, y'all. Sometimes we get caught up. I was having a conversation with a friend, and it's a male friend, and he was telling me that, sharing a story with me about how he believed that God had got him into a relationship he was in. And as I listened to him, I said, you know, I think that when we listen to the flesh and the flesh makes us feel so good, that we internalize that good feeling as a sign from God or what God has put on us to do. And when you look at and, you know, pull back the layers of the relationship, I'm talking about that specific conversation with this guy, the relationship was toxic and it was not good. And I said, well, how do you view that as godly or being a blessing from the Lord if it was wicked and it was toxic? And he couldn't answer that because he was speaking from the flesh. He was having a conversation with me from when the relationship made him feel good. And I think that that's what happens with us. And not just in monogamous relationships, but in anything we do, in business relationships and personal relationships, we feel good about something and we're not being intentional to figure out, is this a part of my assignment from God, or is my flesh feeling so good I'm trying to receive this as a sign from the Lord? And so part of what I've been doing is trying to figure out how to understand that, how to separate my feelings of the flesh from my assignment from the Lord, from listening to Holy Spirit or listening to the desires of my flesh. And it's been hard, y'all. It's always going to be a challenge. It's always going to be a struggle. The struggle of your flesh and the struggle of your spirit. If that's a that's the war that we all deal with on a regular basis. And will we ever have it mastered? No, but is the goal? God says the goal is to be that every day, to try every single day to get outside of the flesh and live in the spirit. And so that's what I've been doing. And I wanted to share that with you all because as I've been doing that, I'm getting more into to the scripture. And let me tell y'all this funny story. So I've been telling a couple of my club sisters, well, the two of them. I've told a couple of them, I said, I feel like God is trying to steer me to ministry. And I don't know why he's trying to steer me to ministry. God knew I like to cuss. God know when I'm mad, I like to cuss. And so because God knows that, I'm like, okay, but he sees something better in me. He sees something greater in me. And so I need to begin to listen. And it's a struggle for me to listen because I do get, the flesh of me does want to retaliate, does want to act a fool when someone has challenged me or made me angry or made me mad. I want to lash out and cuss and act a fool, but God is revealing to me that I have something bigger for you. There's a bigger assignment on your life. I need you to lead more people to my heart. And you're not going to be able to do that if you're going to be cussing and acting a fool. So God is working on me, babe. It's a work in progress. It's not here today. I just got mad yesterday and was cussing and acting a fool, but that's all a part of the process, right? And having victory in our testimony is part of the process. There is victory in our testimony. I keep repeating that because what I want people to know and understand is that as we go through the process of forgiving ourselves of our indiscretions, of things that we've done to people, that people have done to us, is that we have to be able to forgive, to move on, to use that as a part of our testimony so that we can now testify in the glory of God's name, because it's God that's delivering us from all of that, right? When we finally figure out how we got past this hurt, how we got past hurting someone else. How do we get past all of that stuff? We got past all of that because we then begin to use it as a testimony and we gave God all the glory and all the praise. And so God is using me to help me to understand that there is a victory in our testimony. I want you to go and share that with everybody, Tina Marie. And I want you to share it in a way that's going to be received. And you can't be out here cussing and acting a fool all the time. And I'm like, okay, God, I want to be obedient to your word because it's where I find my most joy, y'all. Do y'all hear me? It is where I find my most joy. How can I not want to be obedient and faithful to his word when it is where I find my most joy? I am at my most joy when I am one with the Lord. I am at my most joy when I'm on my knees praying to the Lord. I'm at my most joy when I am testifying to how he has delivered me from something. So I want to be a vessel for God to use every day. And the second I gave myself over to the Lord, so can I give y'all a part of my testimony with the Lord? The second I gave in to the Lord, the second I said, okay, Lord, continue to use me as you will, he expanded my territory. He expanded my territory. When I tell you, I mean immediately, It may seem so hard for some of you to wrap your mind around that, but when I gave myself to the Lord, He immediately began to expand my territory. And what that looks like, that means He began to send more people my way to hear the goodness of the Lord from one of His children that He has delivered from so many things. I have been baptized twice in my life. And getting saved is a different kind of thing. People think that when you set up in church and you get saved, when you're baptized and you get saved, that that does it. It's not until you give your heart and your soul over to the Lord in the living room of my own house, not inside of a church, not at the hands of a pastor, but in the living room of my own house. Is where I became my most saved by the Lord, is where I recognize the Lord's goodness and His grace and His mercy. On the knees in my own house, praising Him. You don't know what it's like to say that you are saved when you begin to cry. When you begin to cry out to the Lord and the tears are flowing and you are asking Him for forgiveness for all the heathenish behavior that you have done throughout your life. And you thank Him for waiting for you. And you thank Him for waiting for you, that Savior. And this podcast, bringing y'all back into this podcast, God says, you go into that podcast and you tell them about my goodness, and you tell them that there is victory in their testimony, and you let them know that I am the love and the light. I am the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. And if they are faithful to me, I will be faithful to them. There's a chapter in the Bible. It's the book of Luke. It's chapter 8. It's verse 39. It says, "Return home and tell them how much God has done for you." And there's a story, there's a bigger story behind this testimony. It's really about how Jesus had, I don't want to use the word proved himself, but basically proved himself like, yeah, I am the Father, right? I am the Lord. I am the Son of the Almighty. And through all these trials, and I want y'all to go in and read Luke, but through all these trials, he proved who he was, and he told them, return home and tell them how much God has done for you. And I'm here to tell y'all how much God has done for me. And if you remain faithful to the Lord, He will remain faithful to you. And the abundance in your life will begin to open up, and He will expand your life, and He will give you all the things that you desire of your heart. And I want you to take that with you. From this episode of the podcast, I will be back every week, per usual, because now all the ducks are in a row, all the spiritual ducks are in a row, everything is lining up. If you are new listening to me, thank you so much for joining. If you are in the Phoenix area, I can tell you about an event I have that I'm hosting. The Girls' Day Party and Champagne Brunch is coming up on October 16th. That's going to be Sunday. It is from 1 to 5. It's a celebration of Black women in business. All women are welcome to come and celebrate. It is not for Black women only. We are just lifting up this particular community of women to let them know that they are supported, that although that they are the underdogs in the world of business, that we support and we salute you for putting yourselves out there. And we want to let you know that we are going to celebrate you and lift you up at this event. So get your tickets if you're able to come, if you're in the Phoenix area. Also, no matter what area you're listening from, please feel free to join. I have a group page. It's titled Tina Marie and the Bridge Builder Social Club. It's a Facebook group page. It is for women age 40 and over. We do have some Thundercats in there, are called women in their 30s are Thundercats. So, and there's a couple of Cubs, they're in their early 30s, but Feel free to join the group page. Come over. It's an amazing community of sisterhood and empowerment and fellowship and love. And you can keep up with the events that we have going on there. And then my personal Facebook page is Tina Marie Fowler. You can follow that. I put up a bunch of reels every day. You can follow those as well. I share some scripture and I share some 60-second reels, and it's always to honor the Father. And just want you know to know, I want you all to know that continue to use your gifts to sow into the kingdom of the Lord. I can't tell you how rewarding it is and how rewarding he is, okay? How rewarding he is when your mind is made up that that is the side you're going to be on. When your mind is made up that you are now going to follow the assignment he has placed on your life. And the assignment for all of us is the same. The assignment is on for all of us is the same. And that is to sow into his kingdom. Now, what we do to sow into his kingdom is different, but the assignment is the premise of the goal of the assignment is to sow into his kingdom. Now, you may sow into his kingdom. Maybe you're an art teacher and you sow into his kingdom with your art. Maybe you're a musician. Maybe you're a seamstress. Maybe you're a comedian. Maybe you sell cars. Maybe you sell houses. Maybe you're a school teacher. It doesn't matter what you are. Wherever you are, you should be ministering from that point, from that position. You should be ministering and sowing into the kingdom. It does not matter where you are, what you're doing. All of our assignment is the same. And so, if nothing else, I want you guys to take that with you that our assignment is the same, and that's to sow into his kingdom. So, don't think that where you are in your life, well, I just do this. How am I sowing into his kingdom? You're sowing in by using your place as a place of ministry. You can minister from wherever you are. I say it all the time. Everywhere you go is your pulpit. You don't have to be an ordained minister. I am not an ordained minister, but I am going to preach the gospel whenever I have an opportunity, whenever God sees fit. I'm going to stay in scripture so I can share scripture. I'm going to stay in scripture so I can stay on point. I'm going to stay in prayer so I can stay on point. And so I encourage all of you to do the same. So go into the scripture, go into Luke. Go into chapter 8 and read all of chapter 8, or begin the book of Luke and just read from there. But I love the scripture of return home and tell them how much God has done for you, because that's the goal for all of us, is for all of us to share the goodness of the Lord and his grace and his mercy that he's placed upon our life. That's why it has taken me so long to get back on the podcast, because I have been building my relationship. I have been strengthening my relationship with the Lord. He is calling me to this ministry. And I'm not gonna lie, I low key am fighting it every day because I like to cuss sometimes. And I don't know, I feel like if I'm gonna be around here cussing, how can I be, pulled all the way over into ministry? But I will continue to minister from where I am through all of my platforms, through the Don't Play With Us podcast, through Tina Marie and the Bridge Builder Social Club, through the Tina Marie, the Bridge Builder events, the retreats, through whatever I have, workshops and classes. I will continue to use my tongue and profess God's goodness and his glory and his mercy. Y'all listen, it is truly him that delivers us, that continues to give us the platforms that we need to lift him up. And as we lift him up, he lifts us up. If we give him all of the glory, he glorifies us too. He opens up our life. He gives us the abundance of life that we're looking for. You want your life to be abundant? Act like it. Don't give very little to the kingdom and then expect all of these great things. Sow into the kingdom of God with all of the abundance that you have in you, and he will return it to you. I am a witness to that. The second I gave over my life, the second I said, God, do with me as you will, whatever you say, I'm going to do it. And he began to lead more people to my platforms. I have been trying to reach 1,000 members on my group page for, I want to say for the last 7 months, I tried a couple of different strategies that Facebook had me to try. I tried I even asked a couple of other people that have group pages, how did you, I'm trying to get to 1,000 members. I want to get to 1,000 members. And it wasn't until I sought the counsel of God, and it wasn't about Facebook. It wasn't about the group page. It was about God, I want you to use me. And he said, you will. I'm going to have you all of your platforms. You continue to use my name. You continue to speak my name. You continue to let people know who I am and guide people to my heart. And I will open up an abundance for your life, every area in your life. And I'm telling you, it happened like overnight. It happened overnight. And so I will always testify and always let you guys know to keep believing. God is in control. One lady went underneath my status and said, we are in control. And I am convinced that that's the mistake. Every time I thought I was in control, I did something crazy. Every time I was in control, I allowed myself to do something trifling or get caught up in something I had no business. God is in control. And when we own that and we allow him to guide our steps and we allow him to use us and we get away from our flesh, because that's what wants to control us. We allow him to guide our spirit is when we see all things come around our lives the right way. I'm gonna let y'all go. I rambled on enough, okay, about my relationship with the Lord and how it's been growing. But go back to Luke chapter 8, verse 39. It says, return home and tell how much God has done for you. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. I will see y'all next week for episode 7 of season 1. Y'all be good.